Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got our best bets on the way in just a moment. Some pizza money parlays as well. We'll throw some things together for you for this weekend across the college football landscape. Alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. This is BetMGMU with you every weekend on the BetMGM Network. And don't forget, you can always watch on YouTube as well. Search the BetMGM Network and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including inside that Odyssey app, by searching for BetMGMU. Before we get to those final plays and we check out of here, things have gone from bad to worse somehow in Chapel Hill, John. Tar Heels lost 38-10 to Clemson this past weekend, but that actually makes it sound a whole lot closer than it actually was. It was 28-3 at the end of the first quarter, 35-3 at the half. If you would have told me there was a running clock in the second half, I would have believed you. It was one of those kind of games, out of control early. And the cherry on top of the poop Sunday for the Tar Heels, you had the reports that Belichick had banned the official team Twitter account from posting Drake May highlights because he is the Patriots quarterback. As soon as that report dropped, magically, Drake May highlights were posted to the North Carolina social media accounts about an hour later. But, you know, the team's Hulu documentary has been canceled. It is just all bad things for Bill and his girl Jordan down there in Chapel Hill. Their win total for the remainder of the season set at 4.5 now. That's the first angle. Can UNC get to 4.5 wins this year? And the second question is, how much patience does Bill Belichick have for this?
No is the answer to the first question, which is, can they get to over 4.5 wins? They cannot. And then secondly, I don't really give a damn about Bill Belichick's patience. I think the question is, how much patience can UNC have for Bill Belichick? And you're already hearing rumblings about, you know, everybody trying to abort mission here. This is without a scandal, right? And there have been a lot in college football over the years. But without a scandal, this is one of the most embarrassing coaching tenures and hires in the history of the sport. This was always all about Bill Belichick. It was always about him trying to, reconcile his coaching career and his image and perception and coming into college where he thought it would be easy because of his name and everything. It was never about actually going to North Carolina and putting together a good football program. It's never been about that. It's been about me and my revenge and me proving things, and all it's done is just be a complete embarrassment and a complete joke for North Carolina and that entire program, that entire state, quite frankly. Anybody that was in charge of that entire decision should go with him. It's been an embarrassment for the program. I think my opinion of a coach has never changed more over the course of one career, again, without a scandal, than it has with Bill Belichick. This guy owes everything he has ever done to Tom Brady, because he has been absolutely nothing but pitiful without him. Not even like just good, right? He has been honestly pathetic without Tom Brady under center, and that extends into college football. So the whole thing with the girlfriend and the not posting about the Patriots, and it's just been all about Bill Belichick. And quite frankly, it's sorry. it's sad to watch.
Dude, I don't blame Carolina for hiring him. They're a nothing program. Make some noise, take a chance. But I will blame them for sticking with him after this year. Like, if they don't make a change, right?
No way. Yeah, no chance they can do that. They have. He might have. There was reports he might not make it to the Cal game next week.
Yeah, he might want out himself. I mean,
I think the more interesting question, Choppy, might be if they decide mutually, probably Belichick and North Carolina, to say, okay, let's pull the plug on this thing. This experiment has not worked out. Does he insist on Steve, his son, taking over? And does that make things any better or any worse? Because if you read the reports, he's actually been just as bad as Bill as far as handling the kids, communicating with them. I mean, I don't think the Belichick family was at all prepared to walk into a college football program and understand what's necessary at that level as compared to professionals who you can quite frankly crap all over, and they got to take it if they want to make it in the league. And that's what drove guys like Tom Brady, right? And you can't crap all over college kids, especially in this day and age, or else they will mentally check out and the program will just spiral the drain. And I don't think he nor his sons or Michael Lombardi, anybody, was prepared for that level of, oh, these still, I get it, they're 21, 22, 23-year-old kids in some cases, making seven figures in some cases, but they thought they were going to walk in and treat it like an NFL training camp or an NFL team. And instead, they got reminded real quick that if you don't stay in tune and stay engaged with a lot of these kids, they will mentally check out and it'll fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, look, this has been as bad as a situation as I can ever remember. And a lot of it's his own doing. Now, I don't care so much about the favoritism with certain players that you bring in. I think that happens everywhere when you get a new coach, especially today. I mean, Deion brought in 70 players. I mean, you're gonna have a little bit more loyalty to the guys that you brought in. That doesn't mean that it needs to be toxic. You get your girlfriend out of she doesn't need to be anywhere around there. She doesn't need to be running your trademarks. You're looking for trademarks. You're not coaching football. Because this was a guy like, you know, Tom Brady didn't just go from a very average college quarterback to the greatest of all time by himself. Like, you know, someone had to help him along the way. And it's that guy. And that guy seemingly forgot how to do all that. He forgot how to structure a franchise. He forgot how to give a base to young players. He forgot how to talent evaluate. You know, like, he forgot how to talent evaluate 10 years ago. Look at the Patriots drafts the last 10 years. The last 10 years, Tom had that thing on cruise control by himself. You know, but the first 10, I mean, that was like, man, he had a loaded roster left and right. So this doesn't make it. I don't get it. I don't blame Carolina. But if they keep him after this year, I'll look a lot differently at him.
Yeah, I don't see how it lasts beyond the end of the year at the latest. And then, like I said, the interesting question will be, is it just another member of the Belichick family that takes over to try and save
him? I'm putting the Belichick family in a Jordan shoebox, and I'm shipping them in the first post mailbox I see. Get out. Get out of here, bro. Yeah. You're all gone. You disrespected the program. You really did. I know you're right, Choppy. There's no tradition here, but you know, I didn't need you guys to come in here and insult the thing. Because you know, you got all the money. I mean, you galvanized the base there in North Carolina and the boosters and the money people. You had freaking Michael Jordan on the sidelines for your first game. And you insulted the efforts of those people. Now, again, some of those people are going to need to be held accountable for having the wool pulled over their eyes. And maybe from their perspective, it's like, hey, we just thought we had a chance to juice this program up, and who better to do with Bill Belichick? But this guy did not come in with any intentions, it appears to me, to try to actually restore this program to any kind of credibility. I don't know what his plan was, but it's been an abject disaster. Malaysian Airlines type disaster. And I, for one, can't wait to see it end.
No matter what you're betting on this weekend, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game, leveling up your next parlay, especially if it's this weekend. Use that parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. let's go to directly to the king of the pizza money parlays, RJ Choppy. What have you cooked up this weekend, chef?
Man, all right, let's just go real simple. Real simple. Okay. Oklahoma, money line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon, -7.5. Ohio State, -14.5. Cook it up.
Okay. I don't like those second two spreads, but you know what? I'm not going to question you.
It's pizza money.
It's pizza money.
$10.
I'm going to let you have it. John, do you have a parlay cooked up? If not, just give me your best bet of this weekend.
Yeah, I got a parlay. We'll go Georgia Tech, -14.5. Okay. We will go Ole Miss 32.5, -32.5. Give me Michigan State money line because I don't believe the UCLA thing is real. The hangover will be real. And then give me Missouri +3. There you go.
Ooh. Wow. I like that Missouri look. I like that Missouri look, John.
Wow.
I like it. I'm going to throw one out there, too.
It's the dog parlay. Woof, woof. Woof, woof, woof.
I wrote down all kinds of games for this weekend. I'm not going to bet all of them, I don't think. But there are some that are tempting. That Missouri +3 at home against Bama is tempting. We mentioned the Indiana-Oregon under. I like that one a lot as well. I like Georgia on the road at Auburn laying 3.5. Don't give me this about it. The South's oldest rivalry and Cam Newton's jersey retirement, please. Georgia's going to go in there and dog walk them. South Carolina, I actually like. They're getting 9.5 on the road at LSU. I could see them creating problems for Garrett Nussmeier, knowing how the Gamecocks like to turn over the football. But here's the three that I'm going to throw out there for my parlay this weekend. I'm going with Choppy. Oklahoma money line. I don't even need to see Mateer active. Oklahoma money line in the Red River Shootout against the Longhorns. USC Michigan. I like this one under as well. Two defenses that I think will shut down the opposition. USC has actually been fairly strong against the run this year. I keep talking about USC's defense has been so much better this year than the past, what, 3, 4, 5 years. So USC Michigan under. And then, why not? I mean, you want to play unders. Where else would you go but an Iowa-Wisconsin game? The number on this is 35.5 and falling. So, yes, two terrible gross offenses, some ugly Big Ten football in Madison on Saturday night. So that'll be my three-leg parlay, just over 6-1 at BetMGM, Oklahoma money line. USC Michigan under and Iowa Wisconsin under as well. A really ugly number there. We'll review all of it again next week. here on BetMGMU. Like I said, make sure you're following along on all the social media. Search for the BetMGM Network on YouTube as well. And subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, especially inside that Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and take us with you every single weekend. Penn State can't break my heart this week. I'm not even going to finish the sentence because they probably could anyway. I'm going to shut my mouth for RJ Choppy, for John Martin, for our producer, Zach Krall. Make sure to be back here next weekend as well for another edition of BetMGMU right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.